This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word, final word. Psalm 18:30. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. Consider this. Back when we lived in Texas, we visited Lakewood Church from time to time in its pre-arena neighborhood. The late John Osteen, Joel's father, always began his message by inviting the people to lift up their Bibles in the air and recite a short creed with him. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ever since then, I've wanted to write a Bible creed. It seems fitting as we end the first word, last word, God's word series to take a crack at it. So without further ado, here it is. I believe in the living Word of God, who is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I believe in the written Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Spirit-inspired authority of the people of God. God's Word endures forever, is sweeter than honey, more precious than gold, sharper than a double-edged sword, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This word is perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, pure, firm, and flawless. It refreshes the soul, makes wise the simple, gives joy to the heart, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's Word teaches, corrects, rebukes, and trains. It cleanses and prunes, feeds and nourishes, is purposeful and powerful. It burns like a fire in my bones. It always accomplishes the purposes for which it is sent. God's Word will be on my heart, on my gate, on my doorpost. I will talk about it when I lie down and when I wake up and when I walk along the road. I will read, ruminate, rememberize, research, and rehearse it, building my life on the rock of God's Word. Indeed, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever. It will be the first word. It will be the last word. This is God's word. The prayer. Father, thank you for your word. May it become my life. I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. Amen. The questions. What stands out to you about this series, and how will you take it forward? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.